Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray. I'm a financial coach working with individuals and families nationwide, taking them from where they are to where they need to be financially. I use biblical principles to teach budgeting, getting out of debt, and saving for the future. And I do it all with a mom's touch, not telling you what you want to hear, but telling you what you need to hear. The scripture for this hour is Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 through 8. And it says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest." I love this show that we're going to be talking about tonight, and it's near and dear to my heart, and it's called 2-to-1, Beating the Odds to Become a Work-at-Home Mom. And I have with me a returning guest who was on several months ago, and actually on that show we talked about how to get your spouse on board with your finances, and that has since been our highest rated show, and with over 1,500 hits as far as archive hits. And I'm talking about none other than my husband, Devon Gray. Devon, thank you for joining me this hour.
It's wonderful to be here, Sherry. Thanks so much for having me.
Like I was saying before, that show about spouses, getting spouses on board, when I teach workshops, it is the number one question that I get from people. How do I get my spouse on board with the finances? And if that was an important question, this is even, you know, is just as important as a question. A lot of moms, you know, we as moms are the nurturers. We are the ones who have that heart to want to, you know, be with the kids. Not that the dads don't want to be, but God placed something in women to want to nurture children and want to be there. So when we work outside the home, as I did for a number of years, you're kind of like in a tug of war. You need to work. You need to provide for your family financially. But at the same time, you're torn because you want to be there for your children. And not to say that women that work outside the home, because like I said, I started working outside, inside the home last October. So it's only been a few months. But if it's your heart desire, a lot of women want to work outside the home, or they have, but if they have the choice to have the option to continue to work, but just do it from home, I think a lot of women would do that. And I was one of those women, so I just want to kind of share with you, or we want to kind of share with you some of the things that we did to prepare us for me beginning to work from home, because it's a huge transition. Wouldn't you say that, Devon, for not only the mom, but also the husband as well, the dad?
Absolutely. I mean, any time you're looking at your you look at your finances and you're looking at, you know, the situation as it is because of the economy.
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking at it from a lens that may be a little bit greener, in the sense that you're looking at the money, as well as you're trying to look at the purpose of what you're trying to do. So there's a lot that's involved in that.
I know the first thing I put, and I think you probably would agree, the first thing you need to do before you actually consider working from home as a mom, I think, is to pray and ask God for guidance and make sure that this is the path He wants you to take. I think that's so important.
Absolutely. I mean, I actually just got done talking to one of my workmates at work today, that she is doing the exact thing that we did, and I encouraged her because of the fact that we've done this, and she's actually doing it as of next Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
But one of the things that I had talked about, and, you know, she's like, what's the decision? But, you know, for us, it's a prayerful decision. It has to be, we all know that God wants us to do the right thing. And so we oftentimes, you know, we kind of ache in our minds about, is this the right thing to do? Is that the right thing to do? But when you know that you know that you know, because you prayed over it and you just get that feeling, you get that spirit that's offering you that says you're doing the right thing, not so much because of the, you know, all the other particulars, but just the fact that you're trying to do the right thing,
mm-hmm.
God honors that. And then it just becomes a matter of, the, obviously, the steps and everything else, but it's the fact that your motives are right. You're doing this because of love. You're loving your family. You want to spend more time there. You want to also make a living, but you want to spend more time at your house. All of those things come into play.
Yes. And then once, you know, you've prayed and you know that this is what God wants you to do, this is probably one of the harder steps, is to actually approach your spouse and to talk to them about what you want to do. And I think the approach from a wife to a husband is key, because in your mind, you've already thought about this, you prayed about it, and so you become familiar and accustomed to the idea of you working from home, but this is new to him, and you have to keep that in mind when you approach him. And I, you know, as from my husband's perspective, Devon, how do you? I know there's certain things a wife can do to present an idea to their husband that makes it a little bit more appealing.
You know, there's.
I'm trying to be politically correct. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, the best thing that I can say, and this is, I guess, from a man's perspective to the ladies who are listening to this, is that when you come to your husband about something, about anything, always make sure that he knows that you've thought this over, that you've really thought about, and always go to the appeal of why it is you want to do this. Not so much what it is you want to do, but the why. The why is always more, because why speaks to motives. And if, you know, I knew that when you wanted to do this, your motives were right. You weren't doing this for other reasons, because you wanted to sit at home and just do nothing. I knew you still wanted to do things. You just wanted to do it from a closer perspective at home. And so that made my ability to do what I'm supposed to do, which is then to go to God myself as the authority of our household and say, is this the right thing? And more importantly, is this the right time to do this?
Definitely.
And then he's obviously, God spoke to us about that. But yeah, it's make sure you can explain to your husband why it is you think this is a necessity, because you're the manager of the household.
Right.
And as the manager of the household, in any organization, a leader should be listening to their managers, because the managers have the firsthand view of everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. And like it was so important when you said, the husband needs to see that you've thought it through, because as women, sometimes we think with our emotions, or we make decisions based on emotion. And if you can kind of, you know, you may be able to think about some of the objections that, you know, or some of the, not objections, but some of the concerns that he may have, obviously with the income and the money, and, you know, and if you can help address those concerns and do it in a way that you're not, you know, you don't want to, if he says, well, how are we going to do this? Don't say, well, you don't want me to work at home, right? It's like, no, it's not that he doesn't want you to work from home necessarily. It's just that he needs more information. And you have to be open and willing to provide him with the information, because he needs to become as comfortable with the idea as you are. Because like I said, you've had time to process it and to pray about it and to think about it, but he hasn't. So it's going to take him maybe a little bit of time to get on board with the idea.
I mean, let me, and just for your listeners out there, let me kind of explain the process of what happened. I had known for a while that you wanted to do this. And
that's true.
And, you know, either through subtle hints or just or just saying it that you wanted to do this, it was kind of made it evident to me. But over time, you know, circumstances presented themselves to which, you know, God kind of just said, do it. And let's understand something, that even when you know you're supposed to do something, it's always going to be, to some extent, a leap of faith.
Yes.
And that's where most people get caught up in this thing of, should we be doing this? Should we go from two incomes to one income? Should one person start a new business? Should one person do this? Should one person do that? But you can go through all the particulars. You can work out the numbers. You can work out the budget. You can work out everything it is that you're supposed to work out.
Right.
But at the end of the day, there has to be a foothold of faith that says, God has my next step.
Definitely.
And then you make the step based upon your relationship with him and knowing I'm about to step out on faith. And you think about when we say that, it's almost as though you're saying I'm going to step out on the ground to the next step. You're going to be stable. It's not like you're stepping out into air. You're stepping out on faith as your new foundation. And that's you know, we've been doing this now for almost, I think, 8 months now, and been going good.
Definitely, definitely. And it reminds me of the scripture, faith without works is dead. So with the faith, you definitely have to work, and you definitely got to create your own plan of action to make sure that your work, your plan meets your faith. Well, right now we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Every Moment by Forever Jones. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few. Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and thank you for joining me for this special hour. We're talking about 2-1, beat the odds and become a work-from-home mom. This is a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and I have with me this hour my husband, Devon Gray, and we've just been talking about, from a husband and wife perspective, how a mom can transition from working outside the home to actually working inside the home. whether it's a business, whether you work for, you know, a company, whatever it is, how to do that, especially if you have a business, because in a business, especially if you've never done it full-time or as your the second, you know, income, source of income in your home, you'll know that the income can fluctuate, the income can go up and down. And how do you maneuver through those ups and downs with your spouse still having the primary income and you, you know, still being able to contribute to the income? It's very, very important to have a plan of action. And we talked about the last time about how you should pray and seek guidance from God to be sure that this is what God wants for you and your family, for you to start beginning to work from home, and to also how to approach your spouse in a positive way, to try to get him on board with the idea and to be open to, you know, exploring some concerns that your spouse may have in this type of transition. Well, one of the things, of course, with any financial transition, anything financial, I always tell families to create a budget. I always tell people, you have to know where you are before you know where you're going. And that this is even more important when you're talking about this type of transition from working outside the home to working inside the home, especially if you have a fluctuating income. You have to know how much you're bringing in right now, how much you're spending, just in case you need to tweak some things. You may need to slash some expenses. You may need to have to make some sacrifices financially. You may not be able to go out to eat as much. You may not be able to go, you know, the mall as much. But these are things that you have to begin to look at before you transition to working from home, so that if you see things that you can cut out of your budget, you, this is a time to do it before you transition. It's very, very important. You have to think of ideas of how to reduce your debt. This is huge. Reducing your debt is huge. Well, let me go back to reducing your expenses. I know for us, one of our biggest budget, I mean, it was one of our biggest budget busters, and even now we have to kind of rein ourselves in sometimes, is eating out and eating lunch, buying lunch and doing all those things. It's food, right? Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, food is, you know, we consider it as a necessity, and it is a necessity, but we have to ask ourselves sometimes. You know, I remember I asked you probably about a month ago, I was like, what is our biggest expense? And you, before even I even got it out of my mouth, you said the word food. And, you know, we all like to, you know, we're as a community, we like to get together and eat and do different things. But we also have to realize that the food that comes in our mouth is attached to our wallet, mm-hmm. and it's attached to our health.
Yes.
And because of that, a lot of what we consume ends up consuming us. And so the more we take control of that, the better.
Definitely. And, you know, there's certain expenses in a budget. I always tell people that are fixed. You're going to have your rent, your mortgage, your utilities, your phone, those type of things. You really don't have control over the cost, but there's some miscellaneous expenses or spending. When you go to Walmart, when you go to Target, when you go, you buy this and buy that, when you go out to eat, those things add up. And that's one of the things, if you transition to working from home and you have a business and your income fluctuates, you have to remember that you're not always going to be able to do those things. And that's one of the hardest transitions for people to make, is that they still want to maintain the lifestyle they had when they had two full-time incomes. And you're not always going to want to be able to do that, especially in the beginning. You may eventually go back to that salary. It'll take time. But in the beginning, you have to be conscious of the fact that you have a budget and it's not the same, because one income is, you know, you get the same amount, you know, every couple weeks. But your income may fluctuate because you are in a business, and you have to be willing to make changes and make sacrifices where you're not always going to be able to eat out all the time or buy those clothes. And at the end of the day, the sacrifice of those things is not that great. Our kids still eat every day. You know, we still those things that you have to cut out are really just extras. They're not necessities. So if you look at it that way, if you look at it too, that it's not going to be forever. This is a transition, and it's going to take a while, but just be patient. It'll be worth it when you're working from home and you're able to be there for your kids when there's school programs and their marching band practices, like I have to drive my daughter to, or whatever extracurricular activities. When, and like I said, with a mom, I don't know what it is about the mom. What God made us, He made men and women, and He made something in women to want to have that nurturing spirit towards their kids. Don't you agree?
I think so. I know so, and you know, from a father's perspective, you know, you see that your wife has that kind of nurturing way about her, and when it's not able to be expressed, there's a frustration that comes about as a result of that, and and you want to make sure that doesn't continue to happen. And so, you know, as a man, you're looking at the situation, and you know, God designed man to be the first one really to, you know, to be the one to go and talk to God about the problem.
Yeah.
It isn't the man. A lot of times as men, we get together and we'll say, well, we don't even get together. We kind of just come to the decision that we're going to solve the problem.
Right.
And the way God has designed us is for us to bring the problem to Him, get the information, and then go back and solve it based upon what He's told us to do.
Yeah.
And so when He designed a woman to have that nurturing nature to her, it's more of a matter of for the man to come back and say, how do I do my part to make sure that she's able to do the part that she has been designed to do?
Right.
And because of that, when you do it that way in that order, it works out. When you try to solve it yourself, then you become frustrated, just like she's frustrated. Now you got two frustrated people.
Right. And two, this is not for everybody to do what we're doing, but just in case, a lot of women, I know they've thought about it and they've thought about doing it and they feel like they don't have options, they don't have choices, that it can't be done. It can be done. It's just going to take some sacrifice. It's going to take some really a lot of planning, like I said, creating that budget, seeing where you are, you know, trying to go through your budget and cut out some expenses where you can. But this next thing is really, 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 it's so important, and it's one thing that you have to attack before you even think about transitioning to working from home. You need to reduce as much of your debt as possible. This is huge. People are working for debt. They're working, and they're not even seeing the money. It's just going straight to Bank of America, Chase, you know, all the credit cards and loans and all these things. One of the things we made a decision to do 3 or 4 years ago, we weren't going to use credit cards to meet our monthly expenses anymore to make up the difference, because that's what a lot of people do. They have expenses, they don't make enough money, they live above their means, and they go deeper and deeper systematically into credit card debt. And we don't have loans on our cards. We have mortgages and we have student loans, and $1,800 on a credit card that we haven't used in years and years and years. But we just made a decision that we weren't going to go deeper into debt, and because we did that, it kept our expenses low, you know. So we weren't concerned about a car payment or, you know, all these different loans and credit cards. We weren't concerned about that. So that was a huge, huge benefit to us doing that, because if you have your mortgage, your rent, your regular bills like your utilities and phone, and you have a mountain of debt, I'm not going to say it's impossible, but it's going to be very, very difficult for you as a mom to transition to working from home, because you have to create a very, very lean budget with as, you know, as little expenses as you possibly can in order to make it work. And Devon, I know for us, we just made the decision, and I don't know, for me, it's been some tempting moments where, you know, it's like, man, we could use a credit card, we could use it for this, we could use it for that, but we just kind of buckled down and we didn't, you know, whatever we couldn't afford right now, we waited and we, you know, saved up and paid cash for it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a, you know, I mean, if I guess they call it the triaging of things, is that you have to find out what's the greatest problem. If you're bleeding, mm-hmm. you know, but you have you know, something else is going on. You're bleeding, but you have a broken arm. The first thing you got to stop is the bleeding,
yeah.
And then you deal with the broken arm. It's not deal with the broken arm and hope the bleeding stops. It's We've got, you know, when you're spending and you're trying to do something like this or just other things you're trying to do, you know, you have to take a look at, first of all, where does the sacrifice need to come? And because everything you want to do in life requires sacrifice.
Yes.
Everything requires sacrifice. And so if you've decided that you want to be a person that comes and either works from home or you just decided you want to get out of the workforce,
yeah,
it is possible. But the first thing you have to do is to say, there's certain things that I have to sacrifice. Now, it's not a permanent sacrifice, but it is a sacrifice that's going to have to come immediately, if not for the short and maybe even medium term. But what you'll find is that a lot of things you were doing before, you don't even really, it wasn't a necessity. It wasn't a need. It was a want.
Exactly.
And most of the times it's in excess than what you really need for your life expenses.
And that's the thing, too. While you're still working, you need to, again, look at your budget. You need to look at how much debt you have and try to reduce the amount of debt you have so that when you transition, that's just one less expense you have. Ideally, you want to only have your basic expenses, your rent or mortgage, your food, gas, utilities, phone, insurance, which includes life and medical insurance, cable, internet, and then cable, internet, and other expenses if you can afford them. And one of the things, too, you want to do right now while you're still working is to save as much money as possible because it is a transition, and there's going to be a point in time where your income is not where you want it to be, and you want to be able to have that cushion to make up the difference until your business takes off or until, you know, if you just strictly stay-at-home mom, just to make up that difference in the transition, you know, between you cutting your expenses, and because it's not going to happen immediately. So if you decide right now, I want to start working from home, I want to be a stay-at-home mom, whatever it is you want to do, there's going to be a few months in there that, you know, you're going to have to kind of wean yourself off of, you know, your lifestyle, financial lifestyle that you've had for yourself when both of you were working full time, and you want to have that cushion of that savings in place, you know, just in case, especially in the beginning when you are just going through the transition. So that's very, very important. Right now we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to leave you the sounds of Where I Belong. This is Building 429, and this is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few.
Sometimes it feels like I'm watching from the outside. Sometimes it feels like I'm breathing, but am I alive? I won't keep searching for answers that aren't here to find. All I know is I'm not home yet. It's
Welcome back to New Money Mom. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and thank you for joining me again this hour. This show is near and dear to my heart. It's called 2-to-1, Beat the Odds and Become a Work-from-Home Mom, and I just want to just thank my husband, Devon Gray, for joining me for this hour, you know, just him encouraging me and through my transition from working outside the home to working from home in my business, The Money Mom, as a financial coach, has been invaluable. He's always there for me. He's been a listening ear for me through the whole transition. And Devon, I just want to thank you for just always being there for me.
Oh, no problem. Hey, we're in this together.
Literally, yes.
This is a joint project.
And one of the things I want to remind, or I want to just tell listeners, I have a couple of special offers for everyone, for the listeners of this show. And this is only good, though, through July 31st. So whether you're listening live or you're listening to the podcast, this is only good through July 31st. And I'm offering $100 off of my financial legacy plan. If you email me or call me, my email address is sherrygray@themoneymom.org. And my telephone number is 703-628-8968. So if you call me or email me before the end of the month, you will receive $100 off of my financial legacy plan. I have two plans, actually, the basic coaching as well as the legacy coaching. And I teach you everything from budgeting, saving for the future, getting out of debt, saving for college. You know, as moms, we know we have kids. We want to definitely be on track to save for college. And also, saving for retirement is very, very important because, you know, I know we want to believe that our kids are going to be there, going to take care of us when we're old, but look, we don't know, okay? So you need to prepare for your retirement now, and I'll walk you through those steps and actually how to become completely debt-free, including your home. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. And I also, one of the things that I've discovered is when I work with clients, individuals, and families, I put together a plan for them. But what happens a lot of times is they have the plan, but a lot of people just do not implement the plan. And my heart is, the last thing I want to do is to make a plan for someone, and then there's no follow through. Because I want to see families and individuals succeed in their finances. So what I created was the Financial Legacy membership as well. And if you're part of the Financial Legacy plan, you get the first month membership free. And this is something that is near and dear to my heart because this allows you to have access to me twice a month. You get 2 15-minute consultations, private consultations with me every month, and we can talk about anything regarding your finances. You don't have to be part of the Financial Legacy plan. You can just be someone who wants to get on track with your finances, and you get access to me and my expertise. And you also get subscribed to the monthly newsletter. And you also have free registration to any of my in-person and online workshops. And you also get 25% off of any of the Money Mom products or services. And for anyone listening again this month to this podcast through July 31st, you will get the first month of the Financial Legacy membership package for free. So you can't beat free. I love free, of course. My husband knows that because I coupon all the time.
I think I'm signing up for the whole package.
Okay, all right. Well, you have access to me all the time, so you don't have to sign up. So, you know. But, yeah, definitely, call me or email me, and we can definitely set you up because the last thing you want to do, you know, it's great to listen to the podcast. It's great to listen to the show. But if you want to get serious with your finances, this is definitely give me a call and definitely email me, and I will be more than happy to guide you through that process. Now, one of the things for moms who want to transition to working from outside the home to working in the home is, I know it's with me. I think I'm all over the place. You have to begin to think about what exactly you want to do as your career and business from home. And for me, I have a million ideas. And again, this is something you can talk to God in prayer about with exactly pinpointing and focusing on what it is you are good at, what your gift is, something you love, and something that you can generate income doing. You know, you don't want to be like a basket weaver and you love basket weaving, but you're not really good at it. I don't know. You have to figure out what that unique thing is that you want to do, that you can love to do, that you're really good at, and that you can actually make an income doing. Wouldn't you agree?
I mean, you know, people don't realize that, you know, your passion can actually be your work.
Yeah.
I am blessed enough to be able to say that what I've always wanted to do, I went to college to do, and now I make my living for the last 17 years in doing. And,
yeah.
You know, that's a blessing, but that's what you need to always consider. What do I love to do? Not what do I do because I have to, but what do I love to do?
Exactly. And figure out a way that you can actually make income, but to make a plan as well, because it's not just going to happen. You have to actually set up a plan. You have to think about, you know, how I'm going to get my name out, how I'm going to market, how I'm going to reach the people. Who is my target audience? Who are the people I need to reach? You know, do I need to be part of an organization? Do I need to reach out to this person or that? It's a lot of things that need to go into you creating a plan so that when you do transition, you are in a good place and you're not scrambling. You have a concrete plan and have other people look at your plan. You know, objective people. Not, you know, I know your husband loves you and I know he supports you, but have someone maybe that's been where you want to be, someone that's already in business, maybe even another mom who works from home, and just get their feedback, honest feedback, and say, you know, don't sugarcoat it, because you want to make sure that when you transition that you're as successful as you possibly can be. So get feedback from people, see what other people have done who are successful at what they're doing, so that when you create your plan, you have something concrete that you can follow so that you can ensure that you're continuing to contribute to your household financially. That's very, very important. And again, saving. While you're working now outside the home, definitely want to save any money that you can. And the other thing, too, once you transition and you start working from home and you have a month that's really awesome, and you made a lot of money, you already have figured out, based on your spouse's income, how much you need to contribute to your budget every month and how much money you need to make every month. But say you made that and you made triple that, okay? You don't want to just blow the money. You know, you don't want to have a spending spree. Oh, let's go on vacation. Let's buy it. No, you don't want to do that. You want to still contribute that same amount of money to your monthly budget, your monthly expenses, and you want to set aside or save that money above that, because there are going to be months when you have more income than not. And when you have that month where you don't make as much money, you want to be able to take that money that you made in your good month and still be able to contribute to, you know, your household expenses every month. It's very, very important. When you have a really great month, it's not time to get happy. It's not time to spend money. It's time to set aside so that when you have a month that's not so great, you can still maintain your household. So I found that's very, very important. One of the things, too, I guess, Devon, from a spouse's perspective, because you've seen me and you've seen that I've worked, and there are certain months, again, with my business that have been up and been down, but when I had months that weren't as good, you didn't say, oh, my gosh, you need to get a job. What are you doing?
I mean, there's a lot of things, and, you know, like I said before, the main thing you have to do as far as from a spouse perspective, from a husband's perspective, is you got to hear from God. I mean, I know I keep going back to that, but that for anything you're doing, you have to be the bedrock person in that transition to always be able to say, okay, if there's a need, I will go to the one that can actually do something about the need. And that's the only person that can do that is God. And so you're looking at it and you say, okay, there's something wrong here, or maybe we're not doing something right this month, or maybe it just didn't work out this month because of a client or whatever the case may be. So you have to go back and say, God, you know what we need. You know the process. You know where we're at. We need you to provide. And that is, you know, that's, again, it's not just the husband that should go before God. Obviously, the wife goes as well. But as the leader of that household, under authority, but the authority of that household, it is important that you be always going and taking your needs to the Father and saying, this is what we need to do this. Now, does he know that? Yes. But how many of us was raised kids and say, I'm just waiting for them to ask me before I actually do it?
Right.
So, I mean, that's kind of what we have to do as a husband, is always be supportive, but always be going to God with the need. Don't ignore the need. Go to God with the need, and then watch the faith build as those needs are met.
Well, right now, I couldn't have said it better myself. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to leave you with the sounds of The Space in Between Us by Building 429. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few.
Raise it and bring us together.
Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and this show is called 2-to-1, Beat the Odds and Become a Work-from-Home Mom. And we've been talking about tips on how to transition because my husband and I did this. We're not talking from a perspective of, you know, theory. We've talked about the things that we've done ourselves. I transitioned from working outside the home to working inside the home October 2011 of last year. And it required a lot of prayer, as we talked about before, seeking God's face, you know, working together as a husband and wife. My husband was on board with what I was doing, which was awesome, and always had a listening ear, always was encouraging. But it also required some practical things, practical steps as well. We already had a budget. We always had a budget, but really had to really scrutinize it to see what we could cut out, because you have to have a really, really lean budget, very lean, when you have one person that has a steady income and the other person, quote unquote, steady income, and the other person who has kind of fluctuating income, I guess you would say. So very important. We also talked about reducing as much of your debt as possible, if at all possible. Reduce, you know, have no debt, you know, not including your home. Most people still have mortgages and things like that. But if you can eliminate as much debt as you possibly can, that would be awesome. And we talked about choosing a career or business that you love and that you're good at, and also creating a plan with steps that you need to take to generate an income, because you can love to do something, but that doesn't mean it's necessary for you. You have to love it, you have to be good at it, and you have to be able to make an income, because you still need to be able to contribute to your household expenses. And for anyone who wants to start a business, this is just an FYI, little side note. Don't forget, when you do start generating income, you have to remember to set aside enough money for business expenses and taxes. You got to remember that. All that money isn't yours. You got to pay Uncle Sam either quarterly or at the end of the year. And I'm not a CPA. I'm not an accountant. So you definitely want to seek the guidance of an accountant for any of those type of things. And you also want to check with the IRS and your local government to determine what you need to do to establish and be recognized as a business. So those are things you need to check into before you start your business. And we're not going to go into details about it, but that's just something to begin to think about. And we talked about saving any money above, like if you have a great month and you have a lot of income, don't blow all the money. Contribute the dollar amount that you've determined you need to give to your household to maintain your household. And anything above that, you know, set aside for expenses and taxes, but also for those months when, you know, you don't make as much. So you'll have that cushion so that you can continue to maintain your household expenses. That's very, very important. And this is important too. Be willing to cut expenses to live on your spouse's income only. Some people may be able to do that. You may be able to get your budget down so low so that whatever you make in your business is gravy. And that would be an awesome position to be in. So whatever you make is just above and beyond what you need. But if you can't do that, again, you know, determine how much you need to contribute to your household income and try to, you know, generate as much business as you can so that you will be able to do that. And one important thing that I have to learn, that I'm still learning, less than I'm learning, is to be patient. For me, I want to be like Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook right now. You know what I mean? I want to be Bill Gates right now. You're not going to reach that level overnight. They didn't do it overnight, and you're not going to be able to do it overnight at, you know, either. So whether your goal is to build an empire, like me, I want to have an empire, or simply be able to contribute to the household without leaving your home, it'll take time for you to build your business to where you want it to be. Patience, I don't know, Devon, what do you think? Do you think I need to keep working on my patience?
I have no comment on the matter. I will say this, that you've gotten a lot better with that. And
okay,
just keep in mind, as time goes on and you continue to see progress, I mean, progress will happen if you with anything you do. If you're committed to doing something, eventually you're going to see progress. I mean, you plant a seed and keep watering, you don't see a sprout right away, but you do see a sprout eventually.
Right.
And you keep doing it until you get what you're looking for.
Definitely. And just for you, just you supporting me and being there for me, I can't emphasize how important that is. And to, I just can't believe, I'm always, I don't know why it is, but I'm always amazed at God. I shouldn't be amazed, but I am sometimes, like how he has just been with us. If you would have told me a year ago that I would have been working from home and I would be able to work from home and drop my youngest daughter off at school every day and pick, you know, my oldest, my two kids off at school every day, pick them both up from school every day, work on their homework with them or with my little one, and still be able to work and make money, I would have said you're crazy.
Well,
I would have said you were crazy.
Just keep in mind, with everybody, whatever it is you want to do, the Bible teaches us in Proverbs 16, commit to the Lord your plans and they will succeed.
Right.
Is that at the end of it all, at the end of the day, you have to be committed yourself, but you have to commit it to him and then
right.
begin to live out the process. Faith is not so much like you're waiting for something unbelievable to happen. It's saying, I believe it happened and now I'm going to walk in it. And
right.
there comes a time when I had to sit there and I said, okay, you're God. This can be done. It needs to be done. You know why we want to do it. Let's just go out and do it and walk it out because it has been done. Let's just do it. And so
sure.
That's just kind of where life is. And I really want to encourage anybody out there that's thinking about doing anything of this nature or anything for the matter is trust God first, then take a step.
It reminds me of the scripture, I think it's in Isaiah, we were created, God created us before we were even in our mother's wombs. Like he had a purpose and a vision for our lives before we even entered the earth. And it's up to us to seek God's face and to talk to God and to discover what that is. Whether you're a mom who wants to work, you know, outside the home, that's fine. If you're a mom who wants to work inside the home, that's fine. If you're a mom who wants to be a stay-at-home mom, that's fine. Whatever that is, you know, God has given you what you need, has gifted you with what you need to make that happen. And it's up to us to believe that, to have that, where our faith meets what God has already destined for our lives. It's all, like you said, it's already there. It's just up to us to meet that destiny with our faith.
Yeah, and that's a good way to put it. Your destiny has to coincide with that faith, or I should say interact with or intersect with that faith, and where that happens, that's where action happens.
Wow. And some things just to get people's minds working, people may already have an idea of what they want to do from home, if they want to work from home, but just to give you an idea of some things you could do, for myself, I'm a financial coach, you can also be a tutor. You know, different subjects, you can do that. With technology, you can do so many things from home now. You can do that, I'm sure, like webinar. You don't have to be relegated to tutoring people in your area. You can tutor people wherever you are, wherever they are. You can be a customer service rep. They have a lot of seasonal work, especially during the holidays and things like that. One source is 1-800-FLOWERS. You can be a writer. You can write for anyone, no matter where you are. You can be a columnist, a blogger, or a ghostwriter, whatever you want to be. You can be a bookkeeper. You can be a virtual bookkeeper. You can be a consultant. You can work for people all over the world and from your home. So there's all kinds of things you can do as a work from home mom. And I just want to remind you again, for those listening to this live or to the podcast, through July 31st, if you call me or email me, telephone number is 703-628-8968, and my email is sherrygray@themoneymom.org. You can get $100 off of my financial legacy plan, and I have two versions, the basic and the legacy coaching. And in addition to that, you can also, if you're just not ready for that, if you're not ready for that full-fledged, you know, both feet in first, you can also sign up for the financial legacy membership. This is available to people who've gone through the plan and they need, you know, follow-up and they need accountability and just for me to just touch base with them to make sure they're on track with the plan. But it's also for people who just aren't ready for the whole whole plan, and they just want guidance. They just want someone to walk them the process and get them started on their financial destiny, on their financial legacy plan, or financial destiny. And this is great for you as well. Anyone listening to this show through July 31st will get that first month free. And included with the membership as well is the monthly newsletter for free. You get 2 15-minute private sessions with me to ensure you're staying on track, free registration to all my in-person and online workshops, as well as 25% off of any of the Money Mom products or services. And the great thing about the way I coach, number one, God is always first, and that's completely different than most financial planners and counselors. I always put God first. It's always based on biblical principles, and I implement customized and unique money-saving strategies that are unique to you. And follow-up is so important because you can have a plan, you can be fired up, but you need accountability and you need someone to walk you through the process so that you are successful. And one of the awesome things about any of this is that my consultations are always free and there's no obligation. So if you want to just call and talk to me, email me a question, you can always do that, and it's no obligation to me. So keep that in mind. Devon?
Yes.
My honey. I just want to thank you for joining me this hour. It has been awesome, awesome, awesome. And
it is a pleasure as always.
Thank you for joining me and just giving the spouses or the husband's perspective, and I give the woman's, you know, the wife's perspective. I think it's important for us to say, you know, give each one's point of view, because it can be similar, but it can be a little different as well, because we're different people.
No. But I really appreciate it, and I just want to tell everybody out there that's trying to do these things, just continue to press forward. Don't give in. Don't give in to the fear. Have faith and move forward.
Absolutely. And, again, if you're listening to this show and you just want to talk, or you just want to email a question, if you're thinking about transitioning from working outside the home to working inside the home, and I haven't covered something, or you just had a question, or you just want to just talk and you want to, you know, ask me what I did, how I did it, and all those things, you can email me, call me anytime. And I just wanted to let you know that my next show will be next Tuesday, July 17th. I'll be talking with Elizabeth Charity, who is the founder of Youth Outreach Services, as well as other members of Youth Outreach Services. And we'll be discussing the impact the organization has had and will have on youth in Prince William County, Virginia, and beyond. Remember, you can listen to my live show every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. online at blogtalkradio.com/TheMoneyMom, or you can call 347-996-3266. If you miss the live shows, you can listen to my past shows at themoneymom.org under the Archives tab. Right now, I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Hold Me by Jamie Grace. This is Sherry Gray, The Money Mom, and I'll see you next time.
Put my feet on the ground forever in my heart. Always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time. And just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me want to sing and shout. I love the way you hold me by my you've done. Wish I could tell you in a short story or poem, but all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart.